Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer. We are here helping you get your business right, and the way that we do that is by reminding you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. A fine how do you do to you.
And I'm doing fantastic.
Nice, nice. Stock market is up again for the 12th straight row, or day in a row, I should say. And the Dow closed 16 points up. The NASDAQ, 16 points up. S&P 500 up almost 2.5 points. And the big winner, Fitbit, up 3.75%. And GoPro up. They're climbing out of the basement. But GoPro has made a couple of days in a row of some consecutive gains. So happy to report that as well. Lots of things in the news, odd news today. Maybe you heard about this in St. Louis. The city of St. Louis, Missouri, moved a 122-year-old house.
What?
About 0.7 miles.
What?
They did. They actually picked up this house. And I'm not talking about a small house. I'm talking about what you and I would consider a probably 30-room mansion.
And they moved it
0.7 miles in order to make
I don't want to live here anymore.
Nope.
I want to live
That's not
all
it.
The way over there.
Across the street, yeah. No, it wasn't about that at all. It was to make room for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency's new campus. The home of Charles Zeta Taylor, 81 years old, was loaded onto a truck Sunday morning and slowly driven through the city streets to its new location. She'd been given a vocal opponent of the St. Louis Development Corp's plan to the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency's a 96-acre sits for its new $1.75 billion campus. And they moved. They made good on a promise that we made to Mayor Francis Slay said. The process of moving the home, which was built in 1895, purchased by the Taylor's family in 1945, began at 7 a.m., and arrived at its new destination at 1:30 p.m. 370 tons of house. Four stories. Huge.
Does it all land back where it should? Does anything out of...
Three stories.
Out of, I don't know, out of place?
I don't know.
Like the roof is exactly over the walls, those load-bearing walls, did they get shifted
at
all?
Like it, I don't have the answers to those questions, but it looks like it made it intact. And, of course, you know, you hear those horrible stories of eminent domain where the government comes in and seizes your property and they just get to because they want to. And this is not one of those things. The city stood up and said, we're going to relocate you and move you just down the street.
Okay.
So good stuff. If you're driving around in Idaho and you see a couple of goats wearing Snuggies, you know, the Snuggies blankets with arms, you'll know that you are in Where is this located? In the,
he'll know you are. Right. Well, we don't know where you are.
Yeah, well, it's an Idaho neighborhood, and it doesn't give the real details of the Idaho neighborhood very well. But there were a couple of goats. Yes, I said goats. That the question is, have you lost your goats or have you lost your Snuggies? If so, we found them near Lake Lowell and Midland Boulevard in West Valley Humane Society, or West Valley, Idaho, and the Humane Society is where they were instructed to pick up their missing animals, Snuggies and goats.
Okay.
The dictionary's added a couple of new words.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Y-A-S.
Mm-hmm.
Y-A-S?
Yeah. How about untag?
Is it a version of yes? Like it's really yes?
Yes.
It's kind of yes? I'm saying yes, but I really mean no. Because I could get into that one.
You could get into that one? yeah, there are a number of words that are, I'm looking for yes in this, in the actual, expressing great pleasure or excitement. Yes.
So you just say it as a, mm-hmm. instead of wow.
Correct.
It's a replacement for wow.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's in the dictionary.
Jelly. The word jelly made it to the Oxford Dictionary.
Like peanut butter and?
No. It's an adjective. It means jealous.
You're jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yes.
Isn't this just slang? I mean, is slang
drunk text
as, I guess it would be, slang words would be in the dictionary.
Drunk text, drink the Haterade, cat lady. Cat lady made it to the dictionary.
That's a thing?
An older woman really... who lives alone with a large number of cats to which she's...
Oh, an older woman.
Yeah. That's what
at what point do we become the older woman? Because I think I'm on that cusp. Because all my friends now,
yeah,
you know, Eric's birthday is Wednesday. He's turning 50.
Oh,
all
gosh.
My friends are now 50. So does that make me an older woman? Like, at what point to become the older woman? And how many cats is many a cat?
A large number of cats which she is thought to be obsessively devoted. I know a couple of cat girls.
I guess now they're cat girls. Right? Because if they're not older women, you can't be a cat lady until what? You're in your 50s?
Yeah.
Late 40s? Late 30s. How old? I mean, where do we draw the line?
How about clicktivism?
Excuse me?
Clicktivism is a new word. Actions performed via the internet in support of a political or social cause, but regarded as requiring little time or involvement.
Right, where I'll just click.
Signing an online
It's like
petition.
Activism, but you're,
right.
all you're doing is clicking.
That's exactly
And sharing,
right.
and mm-hmm. maybe putting a couple of side notes in there.
Finally, this in the news, in a neighborhood in Scotland, residents have armed themselves with hair dryers and reflective vests. Why would they be wearing hair dryers or using hair dryers and wearing reflective vests?
Are they drying in the street?
They're combating speeding drivers. And apparently if you are speeding down their street and you see a reflective vest, much like the gendarmes, and the
hair dryer shooting at you like it's a laser gun.
Like a speed gun.
Radar gun, yeah. Yep.
People in the village of Hopeman posed as police officers using speed guns to prevent speedy drivers who have placed residents in danger by exceeding speeds of 60 miles an hour along a stretch of road leading out of the area. So they took it into their under their own hands. It's very dangerous. The speed that the traffic is going through Hopeman is quite serious, especially when there are kids going to school in the morning. It's quite alarming. This is why some of the residents have resorted to taking out hair dryers, putting on high-vis vests, to slow the traffic down. Members of the neighborhood have also taken other strange measures, such as popping ladders against walls to allow children to pass between back gardens rather than cross the dangerous straightaways. So you just kind of post a little get-over-the-fence ladder.
Huh.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Wouldn't that just freak you out if you were... somebody was pointing a blow dryer at you? You should carry one, like, in your car.
Yes.
I see you. I see you speeding.
Right.
I see you texting.
The word craptacular made it to the dictionary. It did.
Who's did? Is this
that?
It's
the Oxford Dictionary.
No,
it's
that Urban Dictionary. Right?
Oxford Dictionary, the one that you would go out and buy and get in a school. You know, it's the English version of... our Webster's Dictionary. And Webster does it every year, too. It takes in a whole new bunch of... But craptacular means remarkably poor or disappointing.
Okay.
Right? Did I mention...
Who talks like this?
Drunk text.
You did. Yeah. You did. Is that...
It's a text message sent while drunk, typically one that is embarrassing or foolish or both.
Do you?
No.
Do you? No. So my mother-in-law, the other day, was texting. She was staying at... they were traveling, and they were having like a little happy hour, and she says... She texts this, or Facebook posts this. I am on my second glass of wine. I didn't know my mother-in-law... I've never seen her drink one glass, let alone now she's drinking second glass of wine.
Second glass of wine.
And my sister-in-law, her daughter, says... No Facebook
texting.
Yeah, right? Not allowed to do that. That was all she said, was that she'd had to, but...
It's too bad.
That was her. Yeah, so apparently, even mother-in-laws can do it.
Meet cute.
Yes, you are cute.
Meet dash cute.
Oh, meet.
Is a noun, not M-E-A-T.
Me cute. Me cute, too.
Oh, no, not me cute.
You cute. Me cute.
Meet
we all cute.
Cute. In a film or television program is an amusing or charming first encounter between two characters that leads to the development of a romantic relationship between them. Basically, anything that, who's the maker of The Notebook? Nicholas Sparks. Every time the two characters meet, cute. Who knew? There you have it. I don't know what to say about some of these words. They're
official.
They are. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. We love that you've tuned in. Thanks to those who are watching by way of our Facebook Live video. Go ahead and click share. We'd love it if you would pass this along to all your friends. There's something positive out there in the world of business. We'll be right back.
The Experience.
Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Business Talk. We are so thankful that you have tuned in today. And, you know, we would love it when you connect with the people who are connected to the pros. And one of those people is Bruce Paterka. We had him in the studio here in our first hour. We always invite you to get to know them because he and his business partner, Michael Wallace, are QuickBooks Certified Pro Advisors. And what that means is they know how to make your QuickBooks sing. They also come in every Monday and give us a little QuickBooks Minute. But these two guys can take your software. First of all, they can sell you QuickBooks cheaper than you can get any other way, period. And once you've got it, now you can make sure that you have all the accounts lined up and it's doing what it's supposed to do. It's going to help you get profitable, and that might be something that is interesting to you. If so, we invite you to reach out to Bruce or Michael over at peak2017.com. That's PEAK2017.com. Or pick up the phone right now and call them at 303-801-4772. It's 303-801-4772. Bruce and Michael, both chief financial officers. They know business. They know the mechanics of your business. They can help you grow your business through QuickBooks. And the office visit or the call is free. So just give them a call, 303-801-4772, or visit them online. Tell them Angel and Eric sent you, and you will not be sorry. That's for sure. Peak2017.com.
All right, Eric, I know that you are hoping that in the future to buy a new house.
Yes.
And so eventually you might have to be selling said house.
Yes, that tends to happen from time to time.
Kind of buy it just so you can plan to sell it.
I've bought and sold a couple in my time.
Right. Well, I found an article that talked about which paint colors are the kiss of death when it comes to getting more money out of the sale of your home.
There are paint colors that kiss death?
There are. So they, we talk about having, very neutral colors in the home, very easy on the eyes.
Ooh.
Right? Really boring, right?
Really boring.
They say
I like the red splash wall, right?
I do too. I always love an accent.
Yeah.
An accent wall. I mean, it looks like it's been decorated.
Mm-hmm.
And, I have a neighbor who they never painted the interior walls of their house from the brand, from the original.
Really?
They've lived there for a long time.
It sounds
years,
like my apartment.
Right? And then they finally did. Yeah. The wife finally convinced the husband that maybe we could paint.
Right.
But he was so nervous about having the house painted. It was so light, so neutral.
You couldn't tell
that it had been painted.
Of white.
It was, different shade of white. They say neutrals tend to win inside the home. And the hot interior colors for the year include grays, shades of whites, along with natural-looking greens. When Zillow Digs analyzed photos of 50,000 homes, they found that rooms painted in certain colors tended to command higher selling prices than expected. So,
really?
For example, homes with a creamy yellow or a wheat-colored kitchen brought in more money.
Or what colored kitchen?
Wheat.
Kind of a tannish.
Yeah.
A light tannish.
Yeah. Okay. I know. I'm thinking, maize in your crayon box or something. I don't know.
Is there
wheat in there? Wheat probably. Colors or creamy yellows.
Wheat is opposite of creamy. That's okay.
Yes, but it's like same.
I'm tracking with
right?
you.
Okay. For the bedrooms, light green or khakis.
Which is interesting to me. And now khaki I think of as a wheat.
But
like greens is interesting to me. My ex-wife, when she wanted to do something special for me, you helped on this project as well. They painted her bedroom like a purple with a dark purple splash.
An accent wall because it came out, it was taken right out of the comforter that she chose.
But the green sounds lovely.
Oh, you didn't like purple?
I didn't say that.
You didn't like the purple? It's too girly for you?
I'm not saying that.
Do you not like purple or was it just too feminine?
I think green would be lovely.
But why didn't you like the purple?
I don't know. I didn't say that I didn't like it. I just think green would be lovely.
Really? Yeah. You're more into green?
Maybe.
Okay. For living rooms, dove or light gray in the living room.
Okay. I can see that.
And mauve or lavender dining rooms. And these all brought in well over $1,000 more than properties decorated with less popular colors.
Very interesting to me. Dove seems like a very neutral kind of a color, which I guess is good for the resale, but I don't expect it to be something that would command a higher price.
Yeah, warm neutrals like light yellow or light gray are stylish and clean, signaling that the home is well cared for. Light grays and yellows are popular with buyers. However, you got to be even careful with those. They say off-white or eggshell. Blech.
Really?
All right, it doesn't really say black.
No, but that's the thing.
See, now, off-white or eggshell kitchens, $82 less than per square foot than they should.
I have been in my apartment for 7 years, and the walls that were white when I started are pretty much close to dove now. So I'm thinking maybe I'll make some money.
Yeah, they say painting a room white isn't necessarily a bad choice, but kitchens that had a wheat yellow paint on the walls boosted a home selling price by $1,360.
So it not only makes you happy with the sunshine in the room, but your prospective buyers as well.
They kind of like it too. Dark browns. So a lot of folks were creating this smoky-colored accent wall. Bad.
Bad.
Yeah.
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 Lower the selling price with a dark brown.
The color is disliked. So disliked by some people that the Australian government considered using dark brown on cigarette packaging to make it less appealing.
Interesting.
They went with a brownish olive green instead. Dark brown inside, no bueno.
All right.
Terracotta.
Okay.
That feels like
kind of a warm color.
Yeah. Now they say it's not quite as jarring as traffic cone orange, but even a more muted terracotta shade could depress your home's selling price. Homes with living rooms painted the same shade as an inexpensive flower pot sell for about $1,000 less. Light gray is the preferred color in a living room.
I guess if you put it that way, sure.
Yeah, and in fact, they say orange walls. Surveys have found that orange is one of the least liked colors in the world. I love orange.
As an accent, but not necessarily in your home. It screams 1972. No. Do you have an orange wall in your home?
I do not have an orange wall in my home.
Shoo!
You're
drinking out of an orange cup.
I do. I actually love orange as an accent.
Orange is a great color.
Right? I used to have an orange wristband on my watch.
Our video actually has orange nameplates. I think it's great.
I do like the color orange. But I don't have any orange walls. I have a pale green, light green in my dining room.
Really?
I have gray in every other room of the house, except for my bathroom, which is purple, lavender.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My son's bedroom has a red accent wall.
Yeah.
Right? And it looks dynamite. But
now, you used to have a red accent in your
living room.
But you kind of...
It's all gray now.
All right.
They say gray is the trendy color right now, but all grays are not created equal.
No, there are 50 of them. Oh, look at the time. We have to go, but don't go anywhere, folks. We've got more positive business talk just on the other side of these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Bros Radio Network.
YouTube America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the YouTube America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along for the ride, either home or into work, however it goes for you today. Do you suffer, like I suffer, from misguided perfectionism?
Misguided? You threw that word in there. I think that people would go, okay, I know people suffer from perfectionism, but you threw in
I say it's misguided because... Ain't none of us perfect.
That is true.
And so if you are a perfectionist, like I sometimes consider myself, then you are misguided from the very start because you'll always be frustrated.
I can't remember if it was when my son or daughter, because my kids have this too. But I remember, I'm pretty sure it was Lauren. She worked on this thing. And decided, you know, 3/4 of the way through it, didn't like it, scrapped the whole thing, and started over. So when it was due, it wasn't finished.
Uh-oh.
Now, it would have been finished. It would have been fine. What her issue was I don't know, the lines were crooked. I don't remember. Something really insignificant to what she would be graded on in the final project.
Right.
But totally scrapped the whole thing, and now she had an incomplete and therefore did not get a good grade. And she would have probably gotten an A had she not...
something that she wasn't pleased with.
But she wasn't pleased with. Mm. And here's... right? So success.com says that perfectionism is often linked with a fear of failure.
Yes.
Which can heighten procrastination. So maybe you've missed a work deadline because you just can't get the finished product just right, or you find yourself putting off tasks that you anticipate will be difficult to execute. And so it's actually a fear of failure is actually where the perfectionism stems from. And then the snowball effect of the perfectionism is procrastination. And we say that we're procrastinating because we think we're being perfect and we're expecting perfection. But really, maybe you're just procrastinating because you're afraid of something. And you're using perfectionism as the excuse of it's got to be perfect or I don't do it at all.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for throwing that eyes to the ceiling little head gesture that you did there. I invite our listeners to go check out the video at this time stamp, 38 minutes after the hour here, to see... Angel's looking straight at me. And she's got this Mama Told You So.
No, this is not about you.
No, I know it's not about me.
I am pretty sure the name of this article, success.com, and Karen Vandrace, who wrote it, it doesn't say...
No, it doesn't say about Eric.
How perfectionism hurts Eric Raymer.
No, but it's about every perfectionist that you know, and apparently... really, I am among them. And so as this realization comes upon you, I found something that agrees with my world philosophy. You can't hide the joy in your face. And it's okay.
Well, and it's not so much...
I don't know
that
it's accurate.
Of course not. Because if it's, you know, it's not perfect, right? It's not accurate. I don't necessarily agree with it. Of course, that's the stance Eric is going to take.
Are you a perfectionist out there? Are you one of those folks? And are you afraid of failure?
Here's something else about perfectionists.
I am.
They say that perfectionists can be highly critical of others. So it's hurting your personal relationships. You can overreact to a friend being late to coffee. You can blow up over somebody incorrectly loading the dishwasher. Do you have dishwasher issues? No, because you live alone.
I don't, but
I will tell you what I do have an issue with. I'm just pleased that anybody would put any dish in the dishwasher ever.
Okay.
I could care less where it lands. Okay. Right? And in my kids' bedrooms, I don't care which drawer you decide you put your swimsuit in and your jammies. They can go in the same drawer. Get it off the floor.
I could care less.
But I bought this thing. This was years ago. I bought this item at IKEA, and it's this little cover that you put in the microwave to keep food from splattering all over the microwave. So it kind of keeps the splatter within this container, and then you throw the container in the dishwasher when you run the dishwasher.
Sure.
Well, nobody in my family liked this item, this little microwave cover.
Right.
And it was a light blue color, didn't match anything, but I didn't care. It was going to sit inside the microwave. It's home.
Nobody's going to see it.
Was inside the microwave.
Sure.
Well, not in my house. Apparently, it's home at my house was on the countertop because everybody would take it out of the microwave and leave it on the countertop. So this microwave cover was always on the countertop. Always. Drove me crazy. So the other day, my son came home. I said, Michael, I threw away the little blue microwave cover. He says, you did? He said, yeah. And I bought a gray one.
It matches the decor.
It matches better.
Right?
So if it's on the counter, it doesn't bother me. Now, my husband, we had to have a compromise because I don't want things left out on the counter.
Right.
I think it looks messy. The island, the kitchen island, which is the first vertical spot you
hit
or horizontal spot you hit when you come in, is not where the mail goes, but apparently it's where everything goes. I'm constantly taking things off and putting it where it belongs, and then nobody can ever find anything
because
mommy put things away. So Jay does not, my daughters are gone now.
Yeah.
So it's just me and two boys. I live with two boys. I am outnumbered. And they love that. And so they decided.
Let's be clear. They are still significantly outnumbered. Let's be clear.
It's going to be a coup, and we're taking up issue with this microwave cover.
Okay, so husband.
We now have a new home for the microwave cover.
And it's not in the microwave.
Mm-mm. It is in the cupboard next to the microwave that keeps the plates.
Okay.
And if you need it, you grab it and use it. But because they don't feel like they need it as often as it's in their way, that this is better.
So you have messy inside of your microwave?
I don't know yet. I can't see up there. So
I can't see up there. We need to go back to Z Shoe Source and
get my tall shoes on.
Shoe Source.
Then somebody's heads are going to roll.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
All right, here's where else perfectionism might be hurting you. The constant fixation on achievement and conditional self-worth can take a serious mental and physical toll, leading to feelings of anxiety, self-doubt, and depression.
I agree with that 100%. I find myself on the receiving end of that on a regular basis. And you mix that with my love language being words of affirmation. And if days, weeks, months go by and without, you know, I care about you or you're doing a good job or anything positive, that only exacerbates.
Which is so weird because Eric, you're very talented. You're very good at what you do, and you put a lot of effort into it.
But if nobody ever tells you that, if nobody ever tells me that,
right? But that's extrinsic. It should be intrinsic. You know, you see the results.
I do know. I'm pleased with the work that I do. I'm pleased with the company that we run. I'm pleased with all of that. But if your love language happens to be words of affirmation, or if you are a perfectionist and no one acknowledges the effort and perfectionism or whatever, you know, the excellence that you produce, it does have a spiral.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not always, it has to be excellent. It just has to be finished.
And on time would be nice.
Right.
I actually,
it's really, that's what we're looking for.
I get things done on time, but procrastination knocks on the door of the last hour always.
Put the dishes in the dishwasher anywhere.
I do.
That would be good.
I do.
Right? Could we just send that email? Make that vote? Could we just do the next thing instead of it having to be perfect? Well, here's what, here's some different things that, and I don't know that any of these would be helpful. They say recognize your negative thought patterns. So if you find yourself obsessing or beating yourself up because nobody said something nice to you, choose to cut yourself a break.
Yep. I have that conversation with myself almost every morning.
Eliminate the word perfect from your vocabulary to help you avoid the all or nothing mindset.
I agree.
That prompts setting impossibly high standards.
Be as good as you are able.
And then keep perspective. Think about how the issue at hand will affect your relationships. In the big picture.
Yes, it does. I'm mindful.
You're mindful.
I am.
Okay. All right. So you want to know what is the one obsession of every self-made billionaire?
Yes.
You do?
Absolutely.
It's not money.
Is it perfectionism?
Not awards. It's not accolades. It's not competition. It's not even how fast their businesses grow, though they do focus on that.
Hurry, woman!
Lowering the pressure and the noise. Keeping things simple.
Keep it simple.
Keeping it simple.
You know what? That makes all the sense in the world, because if it's simple, it'll get done. Mm-hmm. If it's not simple, if it's complicated, it tends to be postponed. Good stuff. Hey, we'll be back right after these messages, folks. Don't go anywhere. More positive business talk is just ahead. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network. Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Views over our Facebook Live video, and super grateful for those who are out there. If you're watching right now, thank you, hello, and would you click, don't just click, mash the share button and let other people in your sphere of influence know that there's something great happening in business today.
You know, I started watching last week the giraffe giving, you know, waiting at the live stream.
I think this is the biggest hoax known to America.
A hoax?
I do, and actually worldwide, because...
It is millions. Millions are tuning in.
Ain't got no baby.
Yeah. Tuning in for something positive right here. It's not quite a baby being born, but it is the next best thing to putting a smile on your face. We are closing in on the Fan Bragging Contest. It ends on March 15th, so we only have a couple weeks left for you to go in and vote for your favorite companies. Help them to win the best in their business. Hope you'll take the time to go in and do that for them. Just check it out at experiencepros.com. All right, so...
I actually have the top 10.
You do?
I do.
I did not know this.
Would you like to know?
Yeah.
All right. In no particular order, I'm going to give it to you this way.
Should I be? I need to write this down. Oh, no, you'll have the list. We'll have to post it.
I do.
Okay.
Squeal Spiced Black Rum. Carpet Direct. 68 Designs. The Connecting Experts. Champion Carpet and Upholstery Care. The Social Media Advisor. Terradera Made It. Affordable Auctioneering, Peace of Mind Accounting, Safe Pro Guard. Those are your top 10 leaders for the Fan Bragging Contest 2017.
All right. So that's, every couple of weeks or a few days, we let you know who is in the top 10 for the most votes for the Fan Bragging Contest. We will keep that going for you until March 8th.
That's right.
Then on March 8th, the contest goes dark, and all the votes that come in during that last week are kind of a secret and surprise, and then we finally do the big reveal. It is super exciting. They need your votes. Go check it out right now at experiencepros.com. Jim Rohn says, you can turn nothing into something. You got nothing?
Jim Rohn says that we can turn nothing into something.
Into something.
Well, he must know something that I don't know, because the last time I saw somebody do that, it was in the beginning.
In the beginning. Well, you say, you have a phrase, and we here at Experience Pros, that anything is possible.
That is true.
Right? Nothing is impossible. Mm-hmm. Right? But in order to turn nothing into something, you've got to start with an idea and some imagination. Ideas that become so powerful in your mind and in your consciousness that they seem to be real even before they become tangible.
Yes.
Imagination that is so strong you can actually see it. You know, my daughters are working right now at Disney World. They're in Orlando. They've been there 3-4 weeks now.
Yeah,
3 weeks?
Three and a half, four weeks, I think.
And, and so they are living the magic.
Yeah.
And the whole idea, my one daughter is working at Star Tours, the Star Tours ride. And,
lucky.
And I mean, just everything. She showed me a video of the stormtroopers.
Is she R2-D2?
Marching through. No, she's like just a little people person.
Oh, okay.
But the stormtroopers marching through Disney World, and of course the music follows, and the music has the sound of their footsteps.
You
know,
sure
so it sounds
does.
Like
yeah.
this, this massive. It's just imagination come to reality. And so here's what Jim Rohn says: imagine all of the possibilities. I think that we think that imagination is for kids.
Right.
When we were little, we imagined being, riding in a rocket ship or being a fireman or being a ballerina or being an artist. Like, we imagine being that professional football player or singer. He says, imagine all of the possibilities. He says, one of the reasons for seminars, for sermons, for lyrics from songs and testimonials is that it helps us to imagine and to see the potential. And so, what do you want it to be? What do you want it to look like? If it could be anything, if it could look like, if the product you delivered, if the experience looked like, just take some time to imagine. I know there are certain companies that allow and encourage downtime at work,
sure.
Nap time,
yeah.
even.
Oh, you bet.
Right? Close the computer, stop the incoming, and just, relax, listen to music, color, play with Legos, and just allow your imagination. It's a muscle that when you stop using it, right, then we become cynical. That's
right,
kind of the opposite. No, you can't do that. Right?
Yeah.
Right? But first of all, imagine. So if you want to turn something, nothing into something, imagine all the possibilities.
It's funny you mentioned Star Tours and the George Lucas stormtroopers and whatnot. George Lucas himself, his quote is, you can't do it unless you can imagine it.
Unless you imagine it.
Yep.
So what do you want it to look like? What do you want to be? Where are you going? It's that vision starts with that imagination.
Yep.
Next, he says, you must believe that what you imagine is possible for you. You have to believe it.
You got to believe it. Yeah.
You got to believe it. And, the self-talk that we beat ourselves up with.
Yep.
I can't do it. I'm the small guy. They're going to be better. Like, we beat ourselves up with it. You have to believe. There's a couple of books that are super powerful when it talks about, the brain and what it believes.
Mm-hmm.
What to Say When You Talk to Yourself by Shad Helms-Shedder.
Shad Helms is fantastic.
Right? Not a new book. I don't know.
It's written in the 70s, but it's about the science of neuroplasticity, and that's basically the stuff that you put in your mind affects the synapses of your nerves, and you literally train and grow your brain, positive or negative.
Right? But that's you've heard that you are the five people that you surround yourself with.
Right.
The books you read, the music you listen to, the movies you watch, and the people you associate with, because those are the phrases, those are the words, the thoughts. Your
That's
thoughts
right.
become your words, and your words become your action. And so you've got to believe that it is possible.
Imagine it, believe it.
And now go to work to make it real.
Do it.
Just do it,
yeah.
Right? Becomes your actions. And you make it tangible. You make it viable. You breathe life into it, and then you construct it. He says that is such a unique and powerful ability for all human beings that we can put it to work. We can start the miracle process today. You want to go to work to create an enterprise? Then go to work and make an enterprise. You want to go to work to create a good marriage? Then go and make a good marriage. Go to make a movement. Go to be. Go to achieve. Just go.
Yeah, there it is. Mm-hmm. All right, folks, that music reminds us that our time with you for Experience Pros is over. Angel and I are going to jump over to 94.7 FM and do a different program called Crosswalk. We'd invite you to join us there. Otherwise, we will see you back here again tomorrow at the same time. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.